Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. The 12th annual Wisconsin Tech Summit was held last Monday at American Family Field, obviously home of our Milwaukee Brewers. It was held in the stadium's club level. Today, the ballpark prepares for opening day, the home opener, which is next Monday. But on the phone with us right now is Tom Still, who's the president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Tom, I appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Pleased to be with you and your listeners on WTMJ.
All right. So I wanted to first just kind of get your insights and overview of the Tech Summit from last Monday. I mean, these events are just so important, not only to building the ecosystem of startups in the area, but to act as a way to connect and contribute to the economy as a whole. So give us the highlights of the Tech Summit from last Monday.
Yes, thanks, Jeff. It overall, what it is a giant speed dating event for major companies and emerging companies. So we had 16 major companies there, think the likes of Faith Technologies and Google Cloud and Microsoft and Mayo Clinic and Oshkosh and on and on. And about 45 to 50 emerging companies who took part in brief meetings with those major firms to try to see if there's some kind of connection, whether it's supply chain or, sometimes we've even seen acquisitions out of this. So strategic partnerships is what happens there at the end of the day. We have a lot of other things that go on around it when those meetings are, either not taking place or people have time in between. So we heard from Derek Hyde, who runs all the IT for the Milwaukee Brewers and throughout their system. We had 6 office hours, which are essentially workshops for people.
Okay.
And then some other side meetings with investors that entrepreneurs like to take part in and learn more if they can.
And what are the breakout sessions that intriguing for so many startups was AI in action segment that really talked about practical approaches for small businesses to use AI to boost revenue. What are you seeing in terms of the startup and the small and medium sized business in terms of using AI to really increase and accelerate revenue?
I think with younger companies, because they can be more flexible and maybe more easily adopt, different strategies at times, I think we're seeing that they can see it as, and almost the sky's the limit for AI in some ways, but it might help automate some tasks. It might help to optimize some processes, say they do. And enhance customer experience, because if you're a young company and you maybe don't have a ton of employees, you can use some other tools that get you there. And then just sales and marketing efforts. Sometimes AI can be used to personalize outreach that perhaps otherwise doesn't get done. But for firms of all size, AI has so much potential. It's probably still untapped in some ways.
Yeah.
It could be anything from drug discovery to cybersecurity to farming, which is obviously a big deal in Wisconsin. I can imagine, and where they're already out there, AI tractors and other machinery, for example, drug discovery. So there's a lot that can be done with that, and it's getting done, really.
Yeah, and really, I mean, it acts as, unless you have an advisory board at your fingertips, I mean, get you to that strong minimum viable product even quicker, and it helps really navigate the market in a much easier, more concise way. I mean, there's so many opportunities, and it's such an exciting time, no matter what the size of your company is. Tom, you had a really interesting take recently in one of your opinion pieces about the risks of cutting funding to the National Institutes of Health. When we come back, I want to discuss that, the prospect of less federal funding for research and what impact it could have on all of us, not only as human beings, but the economic ecosystem of our state. We're talking with Tom Still, who is president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Happy Monday. We're joined by Tom Still, the president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Diving into technology and more this morning. Just a quick follow-up on our AI conversation, Tom. You know, it's so interesting. We talked earlier in the show about DoorDash integrating with Klarna for buy now, pay later. And you look at version one of what DoorDash was, it was basically 8 PDF menus being loaded onto a static HTML website. That was the origins. That was the beginning of that company that is now DoorDash. Simply, they uploaded 8 documents and created a website. And now, look at what it's become. So the work that you and your organization does in terms of bringing people together to make ideas into action, it's so incredibly important. And it can all, obviously, it's just one conversation that can spark an entire company.
Oh, for sure. I mean, your DoorDash example is dead on. And, you know, that particular session that we had on AI was led by a guy named Spencer Smith, who's one of our members of our board of directors. And he just knows so much about AI in and out. So thanks again to him.
Yeah. So as Wisconsin is designated as a regional technology hub, how does that affect the state's ability to attract tech investments and talent? Because it's so important, recruitment and retention lens, whether it's technology or not. But how does a regional technology hub designation help us attract more talent to the area?
Yeah, it's a very important designation, as you put your finger on, Jeff. It is for biohealth, and it really involves all kinds of different pieces within biohealth. I mean, sure, there are things that involve, you know, research into biotechnology itself, but also medical devices, medical imaging, medical information, all these different pieces that actually in Wisconsin we're pretty good at. Mm-hmm. And we're pretty good at producing some of the jobs around that as well. So if you look at the corridor between Madison and Milwaukee, of course, we have some leading institutions, UW-Madison, Medical College of Wisconsin, Marquette. Actually, you go up north to the Marshfield Clinic as well. But here, I think when you look at GE Healthcare and that cluster over time, its growth over, you know, many, many decades now, it employs a lot of folks, but they're also doing breakthrough research in partnership with others that touch into these areas that directly affect human health. So overall, when you see some parts of the economy not growing as fast as we'd like to see, around health and medical research, we're seeing pretty good growth. And it keeps Wisconsin on the map. I mean, we're not the only ones doing this,
right?
But I think we're doing it as well or better than anybody.
And just all it's about packaging and positioning. And we have that IQ corridor that connects, as you said, Tom, Chicago, southeastern Wisconsin, and Madison. And there's some additional branding happening to connect Madison and Milwaukee, which has always been so important. But, you know, looking at that Madwaukee, if you will, and all the innovation and the technology initiatives that are happening between here and Madison, it's so very important to continue to build those connections.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the kinds of things that come out of it and have come out of it over time directly affect human health, not only here in Wisconsin, but around the country, around the world. You know, I'm thinking, like you mentioned earlier, the National Institutes for Health and some of the proposed cuts there, which I hope do not happen.
Mm-hmm.
But look at things like, you know, appendectomies. Back in the day, they would, you know, you'd be down for a long time with an appendectomy. But now things like laparoscopic or keyhole surgery make it so some people get up and start walking the same day.
Yeah.
But you know, when you all kinds of things. I mean, better treatments for cancers, understanding how bacteria, fungi, and viruses can live inside the human body for better or worse. Treatments for inflammatory bowel disease, modeling for rare disease cures, implantable artificial organs, animal to human organ transplants, antibiotics, AI in healthcare, which is getting back to our previous conversation, and new ways to target drug delivery. So these are the kinds of things that we have a role in through private companies and research institutions in Wisconsin that will continue to show benefits.
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, it's so important. I mean, the risks are so real when you look at possible funding cuts through the National Institutes of Health, and it will affect where our health goes in the future. So that research is so incredibly important. So we have to definitely keep our eye on that and make sure we're looking for creative ways to continue to raise funds and keep the research going.
Absolutely. It's, you know, most private companies, while they can participate in research, they're usually not best set up to do the kinds of things that can take place most likely in a university-like setting. And so the pass-offs happen over time, but some of that initial research would not take place if not for that kind of outside funding.
Very good. Tom Stills, the president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Tom, I appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy the week, and we'll talk again soon.
Oh, thank you, Jeff, and to your listeners on WTMJ. I appreciate being here.
Thank you. You're listening to The Upswing. This is WTMJ.